iPads and other kinds of tablets all over the place, and you can learn more about them at federalnewsradio.com. We have the survey posted from Robert Half Technology available for you on the Dora Beck Insider page, federalnewsradio.com/Dora Beck Insider. Barry Downs, as mentioned, is branch manager of the for Robert Half Technology here in Washington. Joins us now to talk about the survey of chief information officers. Barry, it's great to have you. Thanks for being on the program.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for having us.
Happy to do it. What specifically, besides the fact that everybody wants to have one, is driving this move in the enterprise to tablet computing?
Well, it's obviously a productivity capability. You know, when you think about the flexibility and the ease of being able to carry it around, move from desk to desk, work from home, those type of things are allowing companies to, you know, kind of deploy information differently, service their internal clients differently, and obviously still be a little bit more responsive. So productivity is, you know, clearly is always one of those things in information technology that drive things.
One of the things they're definitely going to have to do differently is security. If so many people can plug into a VPN from just about anywhere and using one of these tablets, there are most of them are iPads, but the Android system is also becoming more prevalent in these tablets, and there are some that run different permutations of Linux and so on and so forth. So what do CIOs tell you that they're thinking about when it comes to that angle of how tablets will play a role in their enterprises?
It's going to just create more opportunity in the job market to a big degree. I mean, I think, you know, first and foremost, any CIO is going to worry about functionality, program and development, and security, you know, and not any one of those in any one particular order. But clearly, as you give more people access to potentially private information, you're going to have that concern about, you know, is it you know, is it penetrable and or hackable in that sense. And so it's definitely one of those things where security is always going to be, because different kind of applications can clearly run on these tablets these days, which makes them that much more functional and that much more powerful.
Mm-hmm. There was a study that came out back in December that said that one-third of PCs, desktop computers, that are going to be replaced in the enterprise in the next couple of years will be replaced by tablets. Is there a chance that maybe laptops could get totally left behind, and that maybe in a 3 to 5 year window we could see tablet computing being almost exclusive even in the enterprise?
Well, I would say, based upon our survey, you know, 50% of CIOs will see an increase in it. And so I think it speaks to the point that we will see a smaller number of, you know, laptops and desktops, you know, maybe being utilized in the workplace. Do I think they'll go away, you know, across the board? I think technology will determine that at the end of the day. But you know, with the increased power, functionality, visualization in terms of the graphics and the things that you can do with a tablet, either the laptop market is going to have to keep up. And I think we're seeing some of that in some of those areas with some of the other technology that we see emerging in the desktop and laptop community. But I think it's a wait and see thing.
What surprised you and your colleagues at Robert Half Technology about the results of this survey? Was there anything, as you reviewed the data, that you stepped back and said, wow, we didn't expect that, or that's unusual, or that's different than we thought it would be?
I think when we do these surveys, it really is about to hopefully give us those leading trends in the market. So we get excited about the surprises, I guess. You know, I think we go into it very open-minded, and we're looking for some specific data as it pertains to, you know, the usage of them. But when something surprising comes out, it's just another, you know, a point of information that we can use to help with the professionals in the market. Also help understand how we're going to be able to service our clients from that standpoint, and how it will impact us in terms of the professional pool that we work with in information technology.
Barry.